Shavua Tov, today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And we were talking about the machlokas between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, and it involved us in the whole sugya of whether Korvu Nesachim Bamidbar, according to the way Rav Papad understood the machlokas. Now, it's interesting that we have an equivalent machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe, it's a little confusing because the previous one was between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, and this is between Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Shimon with the Tanakhama. So the din over there revolves around the same issue that we were talking about with Rebbe Elazar, in which he said, it needs all to be Mekudesh Bekli. So over here we find the same language, Tanarabbanan. See, when we were talking about the Mayim, that made more sense because we were talking about the Mayim there. It's not clear whether we learn out the Nizcha Mayim from the Nizcha Yayin, so we could have Ravina's explanation. But now we have the same exact machlokas between Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and the Tanakhama. And there it doesn't make any sense because, isn't everybody made that? That you need Kiddush Kli on the Yayin, no? So Amanasech Shlosh Elugin Yayin B'chutz Chayev, which must mean that it was Mekudesh B'Kli, and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, no, it's only if it was Mekudesh B'Kli. But, we've got to be talking about Mekudesh B'Kli even according to the Tanakhama. So what are they arguing about? So my Benayu. Omer Avada Bar Rav Yitzchak, Birutze Midoti Benayu. The question is like this. When something is Mekudesh in a Kli Shoreid, so it gets its Kedushin from being inside of the Kli Shoreid. Now, if you have a liquid, the liquid is going to be maintained by a molecular film, which is not part of the Kli, it's part of surface tension. And the question is, does surface tension act as if it's part of the Kli? You see, if we were talking about something that was solid, and you've got, let's say, flour that was Mekudesh B'Kli for a mincha, and it goes over the top of the Kli, So over there, you can say, there it's obviously the Kli that's holding the solid. But when you talk about a liquid that goes over the top of the Kli, it's not the Kli. A Kli can't hold a liquid if it's above it, so therefore it's surface tension. And the question is the surface tension considered to be, that's called birutze midot, meaning where it goes above and beyond the height of the actual space of the inside of the kli, and that could be the machlokas. So when Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, wait a minute, you got to make sure it's kodesh b'kli, what he's saying is that anything that was in the kli because of surface tension is not mekudesh, and therefore you couldn't be chayiv on being makrevit. Whereas the Tanakhama that doesn't mention that you need kiddush kli, even though it's obvious you need kiddush kli, that's because he held that surface tension is also considered to be part of the kli. So that's the way Ravada bar Rav Yitzchak learns. Now Rava berei the Rabbah says, look, we could say that the machlokas over here is also binogeya, the question that we spoke about yesterday. Korvu nisachim bivama ika binayu. That's the shaila. If, in fact, nisachim were brought on a bama, then that means that nisachim do not require kiddush kli in order to be chayev on halah b'chutz. Because remember, our rule is that anything that was kosher in a bama that you bring b'chutz to the zone of Israel bamas is actually going to be mechayev you on the avodas chutz. So therefore, if you hold that there was a chiv of bringing a nisachim in the, you have missed, I'm telling you, this business of coming late. Where's a magic wand when you come late? Do you have a time turner? If you have a time turner, you can make up for this. So we'll expect to see you earlier. If you don't have a time turner, you're in big trouble because you have to write down birutze midais, which means surface tension, b'klei lach, mekachim or lo mekachim. That's the machlokas that we talked about until now. Okay, so according to Rava Bereda Rabba, We're back with the same machlokas we spoke about yesterday. Because if in the Bama you don't need a kli shares, that's a given. There was no kli shares in a Bama. So if you were chayev to bring nesachim in a Bama, then that would mean that Bama would be mechayev you with, is bizman hazeh, the equivalent in the Bama bachutz, which is be'isr, would be mechayev you without kiddush bekli. If you held that, no, you were never makriv on a Bama nesachim, then that means the only nesachim that we have record of are nesachim that were kiddush bekli. Like we said yesterday, that's the machlokas here, Tainez Rava Bereda Rabba, between the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim, and we know, of course, that that's a machlokas, the Tanya. Bamat Yachid, Eina Tzricha Nesachim Divei Rebbe. Rebbe holds there's no Nesachim on a Bama. The Chachamim Amrim Tu'una Nesachim. And that machlokas is like the earlier machlokas in the Braita, the Tanya. Since it says in the Pasuk that the entire, in Parsha Shlach, when we have the entire introduction to the Parsha of Nesachim, immediately after the Gezerah of needing to waste the next 38 years in the Midbar. So there it says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta alehem, ki tavou el eretz moshvotechem, asher ani noten lach, and it is all of the dinim of the Nesachim. Now, what is Eretz Moshvotechem? So, the Tanakhama says, well, that is to tell me that you're going to need to bring Nesachim when you come to Eretz Israel during the time that you're utilizing a Bama Gidolah. So remember, Nov and Givon, there were two different dinim, right? In Gilgal, there were two different dinim. There was a Bama Tzibur, which was the equivalent, you could bring all the karbonis that you would bring in the Mishkan Kimat, and then there was a Bamas Yachid on your personal roof. In a Bamas Yachid, you were only able to bring things that are Nidav and Nidav. In the Bamas Tzibur, you were able to bring everything. Now the question is, until now, where we were bringing Karbonis in the Mishkan, apparently, the Tanakhama holds, well, in the Mishkan, we didn't have Nesachim. Therefore, when the Torah says, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have Nesachim, that's talking about in a Bama Gedola. Well, says you, it's a Bama Gedola. Maybe means even a Bama Ketana. No. It says, El Eretz Moshvotechem Asher Ani Noten Lachem. So then that means that we're talking about a place, a Bama, that is Moshvotechem. It belongs to all of you, that I'm giving Lachem to all of Klal Yisrael. Which means that we're only talking about a Bama that's Noheget Bekulchem HaKatuv Medaber. So says Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Kitavo Dafka means you need to start bringing the Sochim in a Bama Ketana, which up until this time did not exist. Because up until this time, all the Karbonos were brought in the Mishkan. And Atomer le Bama Ketana, Oino Elo le Bama Gidola. Well, says Rabbi Akiva, if it says El Eretz Moshvotechem, it means wherever you are. Moshvotechem means like it could be in any little town, in any little farm, which is a Bama, that's a private Bama. That's Noheget Bekol Moshavot HaKatuv Medaber. So what's, okay, I understand, this is very nice, but I mean, what makes us darshan the Pasuk in this way? So Keshetimtza Lomar, when you look into what's the bottom line over here, Rabbi Yishmael is essentially saying that Lo Karvun Nesachim Bamidbar. And according, and since there never was anything about a Nesachim up until this moment, so then the Chiev is only the Chiev on a Bama that's for all of Klal Yisrael, which was Gilgal. Whereas Alibid Rabbi Akiva, we already knew Nesachim. All of the years that the Mishkan was active, we were bringing Nesachim. So then why does the Torah say, Dafka Kishetavo Moshvotechem? That's coming to tell me, well, now we're coming to have a new situation. You've got a Bama up on your roof. So now I'm telling you, in that Bama up on your roof, bring Nesachim. So would those Nesachim have Kedushas Kli? No. because there's no such thing as Kedushas Kli in Obama, because there were no Plisharis in Obama, which means that you would be Chayiv Bizman HaZeh for doing the same thing that you did in Obama. You would not need Kiddush Kli in order to be Chayiv, in which case that explains the sheet of the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama says, well, doesn't matter whether you were Mekadosh B'Kli or not. It comes along Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, only if you're Mekadosh B'Kli, but without Kiddush Kli, there never was a time that you could bring it. Okay, then the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Nechemia says that Shiyore Hadam, Shikrivan B'chutz, Chayav. Doesn't explain why. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, well, it's very straightforward. Apparently, Rabbi Nechemia over here is going according to the Mandi Amar, who holds that Shirayim are Ma'akvim. So if Shirayim are necessary for the Kapara, then they are Roy for Pesach HaOmoed, because you have to bring them in the HaOmoed. If you have to bring them in the HaOmoed and bring them Bachutz, you're Chayiv. So it's very simple. Yes, the Gemara, Meitve. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Shiyori Adam Shikriva Bachutz Chayav. Okay, so far very good. This is exactly what it said in the Mishnah. Here, however, it adds a whole conversation between Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, excuse me, Rabbi Nechemia, how could you be Chayav if you brought them Bachutz? They're just Shirayim. And Shiyori Adam are just Shiyori Mitzvah. They're just like leftovers. You're not Mechuyev if it doesn't need to be brought the Pesach HaOmoed. So then it's not going to be Mechayev you. So why do you say you're Chayev? Omar lo, Rabbi Nechemia says to Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? How about bringing up a korban b'chutz? Eivorim, pedorim. Are you Chayev b'chutz? Obviously. I mean, that was the whole thing we're talking about. You know, asher yale ola zevach b'chutz, you're Chayev. Well, tell me something. If you didn't bring the Eivorim or the pedorim, the emurim, would you be ma'akev the korban? No. Once there's a dam, adamu mechaper, that's it. So I don't understand what you're saying. So what if the dam is only shiore mitzvah? But shiore mitzvah are obviously enough to be mechayev you. I don't understand what you're saying. Omar lo, said Rabbi Akiva Tim, well, now wait a minute. I mean, Eivorim and pedorim don't prove anything, because lo imamarta be'evorim u'pedorim. Because that's the beginning. That's the whole thing that you're supposed to do with the Eivorim u'pedorim. But the dam, you already brought the dam. You already zorek the dam. Now you have leftovers. Leftovers are not the same as the first part of a mitzvah. They are shirayim. That's what I'm calling them, shiore mitzvah. When I say shiore mitzvah, I don't mean that they're not ma'akev. I mean they're shiore mitzvah in the sense that they're no longer important as the initial mitzvah was, which is a whole different point. So, therefore, you cannot compare the two, says Rabbi Akiva. Toma b'shiore adam, they're not the beginning of the avodah. They really are leftovers. Now, forget about what comes out of this conversation. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Nechemia should just have said to Rabbi Akiva, what are you talking about, man? I hold that Shirayim are Ma'akvim, so how can you call them Shiore Mitzvah? I mean, they're absolutely essential. But he doesn't. He lets Rabbi Akiva get away with arguing with him and telling him they're just Shiore Mitzvah, and he accepts that, and he says, but, you know, so are Eivorim Shiore Mitzvah. I mean, that's a crazy way to argue with Rabbi Akiva if you could have just told him, I disagree with your fundamental assumption, right? So v'im'ita, if it's true that Rabbi Nechemia holds that Shirayim are ma'akvim, the way you're explaining Rabbi Yochanan, the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia, he should have just said to Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? Ani nami ma'akvim. I hold that Shirayim are ma'akvim. But since he didn't say that, he obviously holds that Shirayim are indeed not ma'akvim. I mean, man, how are you, Rabbi Yochanan, going to explain that? Do you have to know? I mean, obviously, he doesn't. Rabbi Nechemia himself makes it clear he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Well, the truth is that all of that's a mistake. I mean, because look, Lamaisa, Rav Ada Bar Ava made it very clear that the whole discussion between Rabbi Nechemia, which we mean Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Akiva here, would only be talking about the Shirayim HaPnimi. Now, we've already met the Shita, right? When we know the Shita that holds that the Shirayim HaPnimiim are Ma'akvim. Shiraim HaChitzonim, everybody agrees, they're not ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemiah himself, when he said in the Mishnah that you're chayev on shiurei adam, that you were poured them out b'chutz, he was talking about the shiraim ha'pnimiim, you know, and over there it's ma'akev. And the Braita was talking about something else. The Braita was talking about the shiraim ha'chitzoniim. So what's Rabbi Nechemiah going to say to Rabbi Akiva? Well, I hold on ma'akev. He doesn't hold on ma'akev, right? So Rabbi Yochanan was right. Now, look, there's a number of different girsaot in the Gemara over here. Rashi had the girsa, if that's true, iachi, then namale, ki amri anah b'pnimiyim, let Rabbi Yochanan say to Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand what you're asking me. I'm talking about damim apnimiyim, which are ma'akid, and you're talking about the damim achitzaniyim. Fine. That complicates matters, really, and it isn't really all that important. The important nekuda is this. It's clear, 100%, that Rabbi Yochanan is right, in the sense that we now know that Rabbi Nechemiah definitely did say that the damim that are shirayim are ma'akev, if they're pnimiyim. And if you would do that b'chutz, it would definitely be chayev. So anyway, don't tell me to yufta, because Rabbi Nechemiah definitely has that argument with Rabbi Akiva. So for sure, Rabbi Yochanan was right. The question about the conversation is not meant to be taken as an indication of what Rabbi Nechemiah held. Rabbi Nechemiah was just saying, look, Rabbi Akiva, you're asking me what the issue is, why I should say it. It's only shiurei mitzvah. I don't agree that it's only shiurei mitzvah. Not only do I not agree necessarily in the chatot apnimiot, but once it's true that the Torah was mechayev you on shvichas domim b'chutz, it doesn't matter whether they're ma'akev or not. This is a new form of aveda b'chutz. Maybe I would be mechayev even over there. So therefore, the whole discussion up until this point is essentially moot. We don't necessarily have to find a really germane response on the part of Rabbi Nechemiah to Rabbi Akiva. He's talking about, even according to you, Rabbi Akiva, like, what's your big problem? Why should it be so different than Evorim Upadorim? Fine. You disagree with me, disagree with me. But in terms of my own understanding, look, I hold that there are definitely Shirayim that are Ma'akvin, and quite possibly that would define the dinim of all Shirayim Bachutz. So now we could understand that Machlokes in terms of specifically this issue. Are they indeed ma'akev or not? Everything works out just fine. And now we move on to Richie, who's been resting the entire day, and he's been gargling the entire day, and he's been drinking Goggle Moguls and God knows what, to be able to give us a wonderful introduction to this Mishnah.
But first, a political announcement.
Yes, but not in the middle.
Make America great again.
I agree, but not in the middle of learning. But boy, do I agree.
Zook the Helika Mishnah.
Hamolek et ha'of bifnim. Mehela b'chutz. Chayav. So now, you do Malika like you're supposed to. And then before you bring that bird up on the Mizbeach, you go outside and you're maled b'chutz, if it's an olas ha'of. Or, what if you did malika outside? Now there you would be chayev if you did malika inside, but if you did malika outside, what is that? That's murder, because you do malika outside, you just killed that bird. You didn't make it kosher. It's nothing. So you shot it through the head? Well, if you do Malika outside, and then you bring it up b'chutz, you're potter, because that thing is not a kosher bird to bring to Pesach HaOmoed, so you wouldn't be chayev for the halah, and the truth is you're not even chayev for the Malika, because we learned before that you're chayev only on shchita b'chutz. We had that raya last week, where we brought a raya from O Asher Yishchat. And O Asher Yishchat tells me that you're only chayev on Shchita and you're not chayev on Malika. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua were related that that din is correct. He had different places to learn it from. Fine. Okay. So this makes perfectly good sense so far. If it was kosher, you did the Shchita Bifnim. How about then? If you did Shchita Bifnim, then it's not kosher. Because a bird that was shochet bifnim is not royal petach olamoy. So if you went ahead and did the shechita inside, and then you brought it up outside, then you would be putter. Fascinating. If you shechted it outside, and then you brought it up outside, then you would be chayiv. So this is really a weird situation, in which since the Torah redefines the nature of Aveda outside from the Aveda inside. And this we learned out from O Asher Yishachet, because otherwise what does it mean? You shechted a bird in a place where Shechita is meaningful. That's outside. So we have a crazy situation. If you do a Shechita of the bird outside and you mala it outside, you're chayev both for the Shechita and for the halah, despite the fact that that bird is totally possible inside. And the norm is that only what is roi for petach olamoid. Well, this bird sure ain't roi for petach olamoid because you shechted it. You weren't more like it. But nonetheless, since the Torah was marba, that outside malika equaled shechita, not malika. And inside, shechita equals malika, not shechita. So I have a crazy situation, which is, continues the Mishnah, nimtza, which means that something that is machshir the bird inside actually potters it outside, if you did that same avoda. Because the malika, which is allows you to be machshir the bird, if you do that outside, you're potter. And the derech hechsheromi bachutz, the thing that makes it kosher to be b'chayiv yukaras, it's a weird use of the word echshero, the Gemara is going to say, should say derech chiyuvo b'chutz, but you get the idea. The thing that makes it an aveda b'chutz to be b'chayiv you is exactly what inside would make you actually doing that aveda would be potter, if then you brought it outside. Very weird situation and unique to the din of the Eilas Ha'if. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, well, I disagree. I say, whatever you would be chayev on, if you bring it b'chutz, so what you'd be chayev on if that aveda, whatever that aveda was, whether it's shechita, malika, I'm not saying, but whatever would be chayev you b'chutz, then if you do that same aveda inside, k'yotze b'bifnim, and then you move outside, and you mala et b'chutz, you would be chayev. It sounds like he's arguing about this case, and he's saying that if you actually did the shechita bifnim, so then it would be the same thing if you did it bifnim that you were mala b'chutz, because it would have been kosher b'chutz you would have been chayev on. But then he turns right around and contradicts himself. Except, of course, for this case, which is the only case he could be referred to. Except for the case where you're shechet bifnim and mala b'chutz. Now, that makes no sense at all. And the Gemara is going to go through what it's going to take to make any sense out of what Rabbi Shimon said. Anyway, but what's this business about the hechsher? It's not the hechsher. It's the chiyuv. Well, it means the hechsher to make it an aveda in order to be mechayev, which is essentially chiyuvo. So fine. So today chiyuvo. Now let's try to make sense out of Rabbi Shimon. What is that all about? Rabbi Shimon, about which part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon arguing? I mean, ilamah reishikoi. Is he talking about the first part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, if you do malika inside, and then you go ahead and you bring it b'chutz, you're chayev. But if you do malika b'chutz, and you're malat b'chutz, you're potter. So is that what he's arguing about? And Rabbi Shimon is trying to say, well, let me tell you something. In the same way that if you do malika b'fnim, you're chayev. If you do malika b'chutz, you're also chayev. But excuse me, but that's not what he says. I mean, then why does he say, Kol shechayovin alav b'chutz, anything that you'd be chayev on b'chutz, it's the opposite. He should have said, kol shechayovin alav b'fnim, if that aveda would be enough to be mechayev you if you did it b'fnim and then brought it b'chutz, namely malika, it should also be chayev you if you did it originally b'chutz and you were malet b'chutz. So, obviously that's not what he's saying, because he doesn't say anything similar to that. All right. Maybe Rabbi Shimon was referring back to the first part. Maybe he was saying that you said you do Malika outside, and he's saying, look, in the same way that if you do Malika outside, you're not chayev if you do the halah of that Malika outside. So even if you did Malika inside, and then you bring that oaf outside, you're also not going to become chayev, because only a bird that was shechted is a bird that you'd be chayev outside. But again, that's not what he says. I mean, then he should have said, whatever you're not chayev on b'chutz, then you would not be chayev on if you actually had done it b'fnim and moved it outside. But he doesn't say that. He says the opposite. Understand? Okay, so maybe, one second. Maybe Rabbi Shimon was referring to the last part of the Mishnah. Maybe we can make him make some sense there. So maybe he was referring to the Sefer. Okay, what was the Sefer? Shochet of Bifnim, Vehela Bachutz Potter. So if you did the Shechita, which of course passels the bird, and then you bring it up Bachutz, you're Potter. Well, yes, you're Potter because it's not Royal Pesach Olamoy. But if you did the Shechita b'chutz and Rehela b'chutz, you're chayev. So maybe Rabbi Shimon was trying to say that Ki'echa de'bifnim lo mechayev. Look, if you would have done Shechita inside, you just said yourself, Shochet b'chutz, Rehela b'chutz, chayev. But if it was Shochet b'fnim, Rehela b'chutz, you're potter. So I say, if it was Shechted b'fnim, you're not chayev. So how could you be more chayev by shechting it b'chutz? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, at least if you shechted it b'fnim, it was one step towards the mizbeach, but if you shechted b'chutz, it should be even less, no? I mean, if that's what he was trying to say, then he should have said, whatever you're not chayev on, which he says the opposite. He should have said, kol she'ein chayavin alav b'fnim, ein chayavin, this makes no sense. So it's not what he says either. Okay, so what might he be saying? Well, there's only one more case that he could be arguing on. Maybe what he was saying is that you say the Shechita outside is Mechayev, and he's adding, yes, indeed, but therefore, if it's Mechayev you, if you Shechted Bachutz and were Mala Bachutz, so then what's the difference if you Shechted it Bifnim and you were Mala Bachutz? After all, it's the same Shechita. So ki echa de bechutz bechayev, you should be chayev even if you did the shechita bifnim and then you brought it outside, which is what we thought he was trying to say and would have been what he's trying to say, except for the unfortunate fact that the one case that he says I'm not saying is this case. He says that's what I say, except of course for one case, which is the only case, chutz min hashechet bifnim v'mala bechutz, which was the case that we ended up with, was the only case that made any sense. I mean, what the heck is Rabbi Shimon talking about? Cool. Oh, my Ziri, look, I mean, the only thing we could say about this Mishnah, if we're going to make any sense of Rabbi Shimon, there's got to be a hidden component that he's arguing about. He's clearly not talking about any of the cases that we know about. So then that means that this Mishnah is hiding another case. So it's Chisuri Machas. In order for it to make any sense, we've got to figure out what the hidden case is. Okay, so Ziri, I have a recommendation. I would say like this. There is a hidden case about Shechita of a Behema Balayla, and that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama, in which case, what was missing from the Mishnah were these words. V'chein, we have the same situation. If somebody is Shochet a Behema Bifnim Balayla, so Shechita Balayla Bifnim is possible, right? But Shechita Balayla is perfectly okay b'chutz. Never heard any problem with somebody doing Shechita Balayla, right? Okay, so that's the equivalent case to the case listed in the Mishnah. Malika Bifnim is good. The equivalent is Shechita b'chutz. Okay. Same thing is true about a behemah. Shechita b'layla b'fnim is no good, but shechita b'layla b'chutz is good. So that must be the missing case. So baruch hikomer. The same din that we have about ashochet b'chutz versus the molek b'fnim, we would be able to have the same case about someone who shochet a behemah b'fnim. There, if it's b'layla, it's possible. And now he comes b'chutz and he brings it up, he's potter. But if he did the shechita b'chutz, which is the equivalent of doing the shechita to the bird b'chutz, then the shechita v'behema b'chutz b'layla, and then he was hella b'chutz, since shechita b'layla is kosher b'chutz, he would be chayev. Fine. And that sounded like it was the same case. To which Rabbi Shimon argued, and this is what Rabbi Shimon was referring to. He's saying, look, that's wrong. Any carbon that you'd be chayev alav b'chutz, if you would do that aveda b'chutz, you'd also be chayev if you did it b'fnim, which is actually perfectly true according to Rabbi Shimon, because remember Rabbi Shimon's shita is, that we had this before, what's din alib with Rabbi Shimon about nishkata balayla that he put on the mizbeach? Is it im alu yeredu? No. This kufa they had this machlokas Rabbi Shimon reviewed earlier. Rabbi Shimon says, im olu lo yerdu, right? Chutz mi nishchta balayla. He says, no, nishchta balayla im olu lo yerdu. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, of course Rabbi Shimon is going to respond to that and say, what are you talking about? If you shechted balayla bifnim and you were mala b'chutz, you would be chayev. Why? Because it's royal of Pesach ha'omoed, as we've said. Anything which is im olu lo yerdu is called royal Pesach ha'omoed. That's why we said Yotze, you would be chayev one, remember? So im olu lo yerdu, and therefore I disagree with this case. However, don't take that to mean that I would disagree on the case of a shochet of b'fnim the hella b'chutz. No, because there the Torah specifically said, o asher yishachet. Fine, I'm not talking about that case. That's a special pasuk. And then we learned out from the vav of ve'alayem tomar, that in the same way that the shechita of an oaf yurchayev b'chutz, va'alehem tomar, add to that, also asher ya'aleh olah zevach, that the same thing would be true. Whatever you're chayev on the shechita, you're chayev on the halal. So that's a special pasuk, two psukim, that tell us the din of the olah sa'oif, that was nishkat b'chutz. So don't mistake what I'm saying about the Kabbalah of the shechita that was nasa b'layla b'fnim. That doesn't affect the case that we're talking about here. Rava says, I could give you another explanation, which also would tie in beautifully, be the same idea that Rabbi Shimon would argue on because of his shita, and it fits perfectly in the Mishnah. Look, suppose someone was mekabel the dam in a kli chol. So maybe what the missing case in the Mishnah was the chen, same way that we said that something which is pasul bifnin becomes kosher b'chutz in the sense of making it chayev. So someone who is mekabel b'klichol b'fnim, and then he's malet b'chutz, that's like the shechita of a bird. If you're mekabel the dam of a behema in a klichol, that's like nishpach adam. Nishpach adam is posel, unless it was already mekabel in the klishores. So then you'd be potter. But if you did that b'chutz, and then that would be the equivalent of shechting a bird b'chutz, and then you were malet and you would be chayev. That's the missing case, to which Rabbi Shimon said it's not an equivalent case. Why? Because I hold the same thing. Remember, kibel b'klichol, which is the equivalent case to nishpach adam, according to Rabbi Shimon, if nishpach adam and it was put on the mizbeach, what's the din? Imolo lo yeret. In which case it's roi for Pesach HaOmayit. Anything which is imala lo yered is roi for Pesach HaOmayit. Therefore, I want you to know, says Rabbi Shimon, I disagree. If you'd be chayev on it b'chutz, you'd be chayev on it b'fnim also, because imala lo yered. Of course, I don't mean to include the case of the shechitas ha'ov b'fnim ve'alo b'chutz, that I'm not talking about, because that was a unique case that the Torah specified. It has to be dafka shechita v'lo malika, ki yishachet v'lo yimalek. We learned that from a pasuk. Don't ask me from that case. That's the unique case. But the second case in which you think it's all the same, the chain amekabel beklichol, nonsense. Mekabel beklichol is ultimately ro'i lepesach ha'moed, and therefore you would be chayev. So maybe that's what's wrong. Says the Gemara, it's amazing how you guys were able to create a whole new Mishnah that doesn't exist just in order to make things fit. I love it, you know? It's like an alternative universe. Unfortunately, I happen to have the inside information from the following braita, which says that the Mishnah was written wrongly. That's all. So now it turns out, Hashta, the Tani Avod Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. So we have a braita. And in this braita, we find out what does Rabbi Shimon really hold. So the braita is like this. Hamolek ov bifnim, behela b'chutz, chayav. But if it was molak b'chutz, behela b'chutz, is potter. The Rabbi Shimon mechayev. So now, Rabbi Shimon holds everything we thought he said. He says the opposite. Actually, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're chayev even if you did malika b'chutz, not only if you did shechita. So then if that's the case, he holds that apparently since malika is kasher b'fnim, if you do malika b'chutz, you're chayev. And therefore, obviously, he does not agree not with Rabbi Akiva and not with Rabbi Shmuel, who said before that that for sure is not true. It was about Chokas, where we know it's not true. It's a tafka from Ki Yishachet, for Akim Alek. But the point is, he obviously argues with this. If he argues with this, so then clearly, in the Mishnah, he's saying the same thing, and we must have it wrong in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon was actually awesome coin. Rabbi Shimon is going in this case, like he says, Mefarish. And what we'll have to do is change the language so that it fits, because the language as it was didn't make any sense at all. Rabbi Shimon wasn't talking about any case that we could identify. And since it doesn't match up with any case we identify, we had to create this Mishnah Chasuri Mechasra. But why create a Chasuri Mechasra if we know what he said? So what it should say in our Mishnah is the following, quote, Kol shechayovin alav bifnim ve'alan b'chutz, chayovin alav b'chutz. If you're chayev malika bifnim, that then you went ahead and were mala b'chutz, which everybody is agreeing to. I say you'd be mechayev on that malika, even b'chutz, and therefore you're chayev for malika's chutz and the halah of that malika b'chutz as well.